BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
Psalm 30, verses 11 and 12. Turning wailing beds into dancing floors and mourning sackcloth into clothing of joy is the often ending of two David's Psalms. A repeating theme of David's life was tragedy, tears to triumph, jubilation. He was no different from everyone, except his life was on public display when he was king of Israel for no self-design. The religious leaders of Jesus' day, however, designed their lives to be public displays of religious piety. Jesus rejected this practice. "Be careful," Jesus said to his disciples. "Be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, which is hypocrisy." Matthew 16:6, Mark 8:15, and Luke 12:1. They wanted everyone to revere them because of their devotion to God. They were the subjects of worship, not God. Their status was the work of their worship, not the Lord. Their prayers were to themselves, not Jesus. What other people thought of them was their reward, not what God thought of them. David, however, ends this psalm with, quote, "That my heart may sing to you and not be silent, O Lord my God. I will give you thanks forever. Examine my heart. Why do I do what I do? What are the motivations of my heart?"
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.